joining us once again, Mr. Dana Cooper. Dana?
Hi, thanks, Pat. Hey. Thank you, thank you. How about that young Bob Livingston? I tell you. I think that boy's got a career ahead of him as a storyteller and a songwriter, I think. Pretty good idea. So anybody out there remember the 60s? Well, I lived in a little town called Independence, Missouri, Harry Truman's hometown. Oh, we got a round of applause for Independence. That might be a first. No, that's great. Harry Truman's hometown. And I was kind of infamous around there for several things, but one of those was throwing a cherry bomb on Harry Truman's front porch. I was about 13. My brain was not fully developed yet, and I'm still working on that. But so I went to Catholic school there, St. Mary's, which just closed down a couple years ago, went out of business. But back then, in that day, in the heyday, it was our teachers were my favorite oxymoron, the Sisters of Mercy. You know what I'm talking about. I was in New Orleans one time doing a little gig, and afterwards, of course, I'd made some comment about the sisters during my show, and nothing too scathing, but you know, I was leaving, carrying my guitar out and stuff, and I walked along the long bar. The very last stool at the bar, right by the door, this woman turned around, and she had a cigarette hanging out of her mouth and a big glass of whiskey in her. She goes, "Hey, I used to be a nun." And then she went for her ruler, and I ran. Okay, enough for the sisters. They were nice. And they weren't beating us. Anyway, so I wanted to be a hippie, but like I said, I was a Catholic kid. So the whole idea of free love was horrifying and intriguing at the same time. So, but anyway, I would disguise myself as a hippie on the weekends in the late 60s. I'd go down to Kansas City, the big city of Kansas City, Missouri, where they had music and art and dance and just all kinds of wonderful things. It was like you got off the bus down there when I did with this old Gibson guitar. It was new then. I got it when I was 16. And I'd get off the bus a few blocks away and come walking across the lawn because, you know, I didn't want to get off the bus at the Love Inn. That would not look all that hip. So I wanted to come strolling across the lawn with my imaginary hair blowing in the wind. And I've come full circle. Anyway, so, I go down there and hope to meet someone, maybe a girl, you know, I don't know. Crazier things have happened, but they weren't happening then. I was sort of like the human cue ball. I'd walk up to a group of people that were having conversation, and it all dispersed in different directions. And one day, I went up to this group of people, and I kind of insinuated myself in there very sneakily, and they looked kind of unsure, and one kid looked over me and goes, "Are you a narcotics agent?" So, well, you know, why? I'm wearing a Navy shirt and love beads and a peace symbol. I've got, you know, Tom McCann moccasin boots on with fringe on the top of me. No hair. What makes you think? Anyway, so I did meet a girl down there who had mercy on me, and she had a conversation with me. And she's sitting on the lawn playing the flute. And I sat down and got my guitar out, and we played about a 30-minute version of Season of the Witch, because that's just what you did that year. And we talked for a while. I really liked her. She said, "Well, I got to get home now, and my sister's getting married later this afternoon." So I said, "Well, you know what? I have this old car my dad had just bought for me, a 1960 Dodge, the big fins. It was all primered, real sexy, and it had push-button transmission. It looked like a wiring blender on the dashboard or something. And it had big couch seats. I was hopeful." And I was Catholic, but I was hopeful. And she gets in the front seat and starts directing me through the streets of Kansas City. And we get deeper and deeper into the part of the city I'd rarely been in. I was getting nervous, quite frankly, a little anxious. There's a place called Mission Hills. That's where all the families who built Kansas City live, in these mansions. And we pulled up in front of a castle, and everything went downhill from there. I was a beggar. She was a queen. I played the guitar. She'd dance and sing. Light as a sparrow. She'd lift off the ground. I was a scarecrow. She smiled in my frown. Necklace of clover, a dandelion ring, a flower unfolding, a bird on the wing. I whispered, Jesse, girl, I could love you. Then I genuflected and unlaced her shoe. Her auburn hair tumbled all down in my face. We kissed and we fumbled in a clumsy embrace. There for one moment underneath the green tree, flower unfolding, a bird on the wing. She cried when I left her. The sky cruel blue. Our hearts pressed together as they both broke in two, while a party of sang a sad, lovely tune. And over my shoulder, the last thing I knew, her face in the window, her hand raised to me, a flower unfolding, a bird on the wing. Flower unfolding, a bird on the wing.
Hi, thank you. Thank you very much. So, I had to ask Pat if it was okay to do this song. I don't think he's heard the song, but I told him one of the lines in the song. He said I could do it if I only said that once during the song. So hopefully I won't, you know, get all carried away. And I won't, I promise. This was an assignment, this song. I teach songwriting once in a while, which is kind of funny, but you know, it's fun to do and wonderful to work with other songwriters. Of course, whenever you teach anything, you always learn a lot yourself, and it's always inspiring. But I was at this songwriting workshop up in Michigan, and everyone there, all the attendees and all the teachers, 40, 45 people or so, all get a songwriting assignment, and you write a song over a three-day period. If you can't write a song in 3 days, you know, just give it up, really. Now, that's not a nice thing to say. You've probably been, some of you out there have been working on a song for a while now. And I mean, I've got songs I've been working on for years, literally, and once in a while I finish a song that takes years kind of in the making. But this one, I had to write this one real quickly, which will be obvious. But he saw that I was from Independence, Missouri, and he based the songwriting assignment on where we grew up. So I figured, well, he's gonna say something about Harry Truman or or maybe Ginger Rogers, you know, or Covered Wagons, I don't know, or Jesse James, something. But no. He said, there's a church there in Independence, and they built a tower for Jesus to land on when he comes back one day. And he said, you have something to say about that? And I went and had a conversation with myself, and lo and behold, I did have something to say. This is it. Hello, this is Jesus. I'm not taking your calls anymore. I'm tired of your pleading, your greed, and your mean little wars. So you build me a tower to land on come Judgment Day. We gave you a planet, a universe, goddammit. You use it up, you throw it all away. So there'll be no second coming. I'm not bleeding for you again. There'll be no second coming until you get it right, my friends. Yes, I taught you a lesson, and I laid it down plain and sweet. From the Garden of Eden to the hard hills of Calvary. And I kept it so simple, one four-letter word was enough. One word to direct you, and one day resurrect you, and that lonely little word is love. There'll be no second coming. I'm not succumbing for you again. There'll be no second coming until you get it together, my friends. Experiment fail, I can still feel the nails in my flesh. Sometimes love prevails, sometimes you just make a big mess. Man, I came down there one time, and it wasn't a fun time for me. Nailed me to a post until I gave up the ghost, and I rose up to set you free. There'll be no second coming. I'm not bleeding for you again. There'll be no second coming until you get it right, my friends. There'll be no second coming. I'm not succumbing for you again. There'll be no second coming until you get it together, my friends. Hello, this is Jesus. I'm not taking your calls anymore.
Ah, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thanks for not throwing anything at me. Appreciate that very much. Well, I've been doing this a long time. I started singing in bars when I was 2 years old. My father was a drinking enthusiast. Before there were brew pubs, he was out there sampling, you know, the Hams and the Pabst Blue Ribbon and all. Yeah, we didn't have a lot. He didn't have a lot to choose from, but he'd take me to bars, he'd set me up on a bar, and he'd play the jukebox, and I'd sing along with
primarily Hank Williams and Ernest Tubb. Those are my big ones. In fact, when I was 3 years old, my dad took me to my first concert to see Ernest Tubb. And we lived about 60 miles outside of Kansas City in a little place called Latour, Missouri. Oh, no applause for Latour. Okay, I'm kidding. My mother and I went out there to find Latour a couple of years ago. I hadn't been there many, many years. And we actually drove past it, had turned back around to find it. But we found the old house. It took a little doing, but we actually ended up finding where we thought the house should be. And we went up to this other house, and the guy said, oh, yeah, that old house is right over there. And we went over, and it was just a pile of boards with trees and weeds growing up through it, but some of the old porch was still there. And my dad used to hold me in his arms and watch the sunrise over the alfalfa fields. But it's a funny old life we live, we singer-songwriters sure depend on good folks like WUWF Radio. And all you folks who come out and support the music, we appreciate it. We're all travelers in this thing together, like it or not. This is a little song, a new song, hasn't been recorded yet. It's called Traveler. It's a cloudy old day with the sun shining in my heart. I got a smile on my face, but the mirror says I'm falling apart. You know I gave everything away, what else could I do? Now my clothes are all frayed, I got a shine on my worn out shoes. Hello unraveler, I'm unraveling just like you. Hello, traveler. Yes, I'm a traveler too. All these folks in a hurry, bouncing down that bumpy road. We all got trouble and worry, following wherever we go. Well, I find myself stranded, broke down and busted flat. Some good soul pulls over and reaches out a helping hand. Hello, unraveler, I'm unraveling just like you. Hello, traveler, yes, I'm a traveler too. One act of kindness can make me start to cry. Well, that don't mean I'm blue. One thing that defines us in this uncertain life is the love that resides inside me and you. Oh, I'm a traveler too. If there's something to be said, well, right now would be a real good time. Ain't it a funny old life full of wonder, joy, and pain? We all get weary sometimes waiting for someone to say, hello, unraveler, I'm unraveling just like you. Hello, traveler, I'm a traveler too. Hello, traveler, I'm a traveler too. Hello, traveler, yeah, I'm a traveler. Hello, traveler, yeah, I'm a traveler, I'm a traveler too. Oh,
Thank you. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Dana. Dana Cooper, yeah. Support for Radio Live comes from the law firm of Clark Partington Hart, with a team of attorneys providing a full range of legal services from offices in Pensacola, Destin, Watercolor, and Tallahassee. Online at cphlaw.com. Additionally, all right, yes, indeed. Additionally, accommodations for our Radio Live artists are provided by the Hilton Pensacola Beach Golf Front, and we thank them for being our sponsor for so long. About a week ago, I was anticipating Martha's Trouble returning to Radio Live. I got a note from Rob who mentioned that Jen had been collaborating with another lady from Auburn, Jesse Godwin. They've been doing some work together. So they brought her along. So this is a real treat. We get two groups for the price of one. Couldn't ask for a better deal than that, could we? They are performing together as the group Loon. So looking forward to hearing them tonight, and we thank them so much for bringing Jesse with them. Please join me in welcoming Loon.
Thank you so much. so much. Well, it's been a lot of fun playing with Jesse for the last couple months. And, you know, Rob and I had been doing music for a long time together and, you know, traveling one day, we find this girl on the side of the road and we're like, you want to sing? That's not really how it happened. But
almost,
yeah. But it's been a lot of fun, and it's, you know, we're still working on material and writing, and so it's a fun process for us, and so we're still yet to record anything. So please look for us in upcoming months for some recordings and that sort of thing on Facebook and website and all that stuff, theloonband.com. So. But we've got, this next one is just something we kind of collaborated with, and this is called Place I Wanna Be. Thank you. Realizing what I've got, I'm measuring truth and tying the knot that we once had. Nothing can break us apart. I'm overcome. I'm barely surviving. What have we become? Caught up in tears, laughter, and years gone away. If love will keep us alive, then let's let love decide. I'm safe in your arms. I never wanna leave the place where I run, the place I wanna be. The stars and wondering how we got this far. Well, I don't recognize the pages in our story of life that the cards decide, or seize the day and hold on tight. We once were dreamers, it's all smoke and mirrors now. I'm picking up the pieces. It's not too late to change. I'm tired of playing the game. Let the chips fall where they may. I'm safe in your arms. I never wanna leave the place where I run, the place I appreciate it so much. So it's nice having another woman in in the band, you know, getting to do makeup and wardrobe consulting. You know, I was gonna wear vegan leather tonight, and Jesse talked me out of it because it's August and it's Florida. You know, didn't think about that. I was just kind of worried about the fashion part of it. And it's nice having another woman perspective for sure. Obviously not just for that, but anyways. But yeah, it's been a lot of fun, and we're definitely looking forward to a lot of shows in the future. I'm so sad, though, that this is the last Radio Live show here. Right? That should not be. So we're honored to be playing it, though, and we've had some great memories here, Rob and I, and it's nice to have Jesse along for this last one, too, so...
Thank you all so much. That was great. All right. Y'all having a good time? Yeah. You know, if we had to go out tonight, I wanted to go out on top. And with these artists we've got on tonight, we're doing it. It's great. So, and to continue in that vein, once again, Mr. Bob Livingston. Bob.
Thank you. The love that you give is love you never lose. It comes back to you in dreams that come true. On a dream with you, life is simple and moving slow, like holding hands to the radio. And there's no other place we wanna go. On a dream with you, we're in love and holding tight. Now there is nothing we need sacrifice. After all these lonesome nights, on a dream with you, in a villa in New Mexico, wearing your boots with your evening clothes, and the band is playing Soul Creole. On a dream with you, sunset comes and we fade away. In the refuge between night and day, I'll dream with you. Dream with you. All you have to do is touch my hand to rescue me from the sinking sand. And there's nobody else that understands me. On a dream with you, Indian ponies and western skies, wildflowers and coyote cries are all in the magic of your brown eyes. On a dream with you, you're a cowgirl in a rodeo, riding bareback chasing down rainbows, and I'm the cowboy that you want to know, baby. On a dream with you, sunset comes and we fade away. In the refuge between night and day, I'll dream with you. Yes, the love that you give is love you never lose. It comes back to you in dreams that come true. I'll dream with you. I'll dream with you, yeah, I'll dream with you, baby.
Thank you.
Thank you. Walt Wilkins, I don't know if you ever heard of him, and Bill Hearn both just recorded that song, which I love. It's so great when someone does one of your songs. And I'm going to do another one that somebody did, and his name is Jerry Jeff Walker. And I played with Jerry Jeff on and off for 30 years or something like that. And he's a rascal, let me just say it right now on live radio. And we went out to this one, we were Santa Fe, New Mexico. We played this place, and what I remember about this place we played, it was called the Lion Camp, and there was this Jessica Lange was there, you know, who I'm talking, and, you know, she's dancing with every guy in the place, and and drinking this long neck beer, and sweat was just kind of, anyway, so it was stunning, actually. And after the show, she was with this Sam Shepard dude. And after the show, we went back to the bar, and it was called the La Fonda. It's on the plaza, and we were sitting in the La Fonda, and there was a guy leaning against the bar, and I said, I got to talk to Sam Shepard. Sam, is that one of your friends? Or is that an actor? Are you making a guy's making a movie here or something? He goes, no, that's no actor. But I said, well, he's famous looking. I've seen him before. It turned out he was this poet by the name of Richard Brodigan. Anybody remember Richard Brodigan? Trout Fishing in America, Watermelon Sugar. He's kind of a Rod McEwen on acid, is what he was. Some of you still don't know who, especially the young people, don't know who I'm. Let me just do one of his poems. It's a short one. You'll know kind of what kind of guy we're dealing with. It's a short one. We can do poetry on the air, can't we? All right. A lacy leaf of lettuce fell off of my plate and onto the floor. So what? That was the way the poem went. We thought anyone that eloquent deserves a drink. So me and this guy named Gary P. Nunn went and sat down next to him and, oh yeah, give me just a little bit more guitar because this is Texas Swing. And we do have a little dance floor if anybody wants to try it. So that public domain. I got my irons in the fire down in Texas. Got me a toehold in Tennessee. I got my foot in the door of that California store, but I'm up to my ears in me. Don't be concerned if the song sounds familiar. Don't be concerned if it all seems the same. Just be concerned that your policies will kill you. And it's all just public domain. Well, I took a bite of the Big Apple. Oh, yes, I dabbled in that forbidden fruit, you naughty boy, where they promised me points and they slid me little bitty skinny joints. But I've yet to see me any loot from the man in those high-heel Gucci shoes. Don't be concerned if the song sounds familiar. Don't be concerned if it all seems the same. Just be concerned that your politics will kill you. And it's all just public domain. Let's play it, boys. Uno, dos, tres. Well, I sang in that Red River Valley. I drank wine with the poets in Santa Fe. There he is. Well, I ran with those darlings in Pensacola, like I ran from Snow White in L.A. I think I go and see what's shaking down in Bombay. Don't be concerned if the song sounds familiar. Don't be concerned if it all seems the same. Just be concerned that your politics will kill you every day. And it's all just public domain. And it makes sense to get into the rain. Into the rain. It's raining. It's raining. It's raining, 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 rain. It makes sense to get into the rain. Woo-hoo. Thank you. So I was talking to Pat earlier, and he said this show back in 1953, Bob Wills and his West Texas Playboys came right here to this very stage and played some of the wildest Texas swing that Pensacola ever heard. Were you telling me that was when, it was a radio show then too, that was when the beat was young. Now you said further back. Now he's saying further back. All right, 1927. Lucius Allen and his Cosmic Pharaohs come to Pensacola. They played on the beach. That was when the beat was young. Now, Somebody back there said further back. What, 100 years? 150? How about 150? How about 250? Anybody? We got 250 back there. How about 300? 375? We got 500. 500, that's the spirit. How about 1,000? We got 1,000 there. 1,000. How about 10,000? We got 10,000. Hey, don't touch your nose in front of me, ma'am. That's 10 million years ago. Let's just go ahead and cut to the chase, back to the Big Bang. 13,978,000,000 years ago, when the beat was young. And worlds were thrown like so many Jackson Pollock paintings on a fabric of time and space. And one world rose to the surface, the blue pearl, Mother Earth. And there was thunder and lightning crashing. And there was volcanoes going off. It was chaotic, you know. Here come a pterodactyl. Here come that Cro-Magnon man. Later that night, sitting around the campfire, Cro-Magnon man holding a pterodactyl beak high up of his head. It was all bloody and dripping, but he was fixing to barbecue it up for his baby. And he knew things would be good from now on, you know. He was crowing. There was ancient man beating on sticks and rocks, sending out a rhythm nearly round the clock, Lord. Beat takes over, bust and lose. Trying to hold back just wasn't no use, sir. All the cats around feeling they got stung. Way back in history when the beat was young. Big Chief says to sing and dance. Smoke peace pipe and make romance. Beat takes over, thank it to jump in. Snatching something from the jaws of nothing, whatever that means. Kicking evolution up another run. Way back in history when the beat was young. Yeah. And when the beat is young, you have everything under the sun. When the beat is young, well, all come together as one. When the beat is young, yeah, got to have it. I can feel it. And a little time passed. It got to the Middle Ages and the Dark Ages. And folks, if you had anything to do with the beat in the Dark Ages, well, I likely put you on a rack and pull your fingernails out, because it made your toes tap, made you beat your hands together uncontrollably. You were powerless, powerless. And more than anything else, it made girls want to dance. It made girls want to dance, and the Catholic Church didn't like it one bit. Drummers had a hard time during the Inquisition, little known fact. So they built these churches, rooms kind of like this, really tall, high ceilings, stained glass window, bathing in ethereal light. You couldn't even see the ceiling. There was so much incense going off. You thought you were in the clouds. It was designed for enlightenment, designed. And they were having a lot of success, and they decided they would save all these beat heathens from themselves. But a little peasant in medieval England or France or Germany and Austria, he didn't live across the street from the cathedral. No, he may have to travel 15, 20, 2,500, 150 miles. He may have to pack for months. He'd take his whole family with him and have a completely different family when he came back. All to get saved from the beat. So he marched all day and he marched all night. Marched all day and he marched all night. Marched all day and he marched all night. And he fell into the tavern that was conveniently located in front of the double doors of the cathedral. And he drank mead. Has anybody ever had any mead? You know what it is? It's fermented honey. It's nasty. Nasty stuff, but it gets you there. Then he went on into the cathedral and he got saved. That's the way it worked. It was an assembly line of saving the beat from themselves. So they decided they wanted to take it over the top. They needed a chronicler. They needed someone to tell the story. Maybe in 25 or 50 or 100 or 200 or 1,000 years or 10,000 years from that day, people would know what happened. So they went down to Cambridge, England, and they found this beat poet living in the red light district, poor as a church mouse, and they asked him if he would go on to one more cathedral procession. They called it a pilgrimage. His name was Geoffrey Chaucer. So he marched all day and he marched all night. He marched all day and he marched all night. And he fell in the tavern with everyone else. And he drank mead until it was silly. And he wrote down everything that he saw and he heard. And this, brothers and sisters, is what Buddy Holly revealed to me all those years ago in Miss Honey's English class. And I'm going to attempt to be the first guy in Pensacola, and I'm pretty sure the first guy on WWF.org. It's not easy to say, you know. That's the hardest thing to say. I'm going to be the first guy to do a little Middle English rap for you right here and now. And if you had a Miss Honey in your life, I want you to join along with me. This is the prologue to the Canterbury Tales. Here we go. I'm not kidding. Now, one that prilly with the shore of Sotha, the Druth of March has passed to the Rotha, by the Debbie Vane and Swishly Cool, of which virtue engendered is a flower, when Zephyr Sacca with the sweat of breath, spirit art and every hot and heath, the tender croppers of the youngest son, half in the rhyme he calls Irony. Smiley follows, Michael Melody, that sleeping up and eat with open ears, so pricketh him a chair and he'll carouses that long gone folk to gone on pilgrimages and promise for to seek it, surround his saunders and sundry coot and sundry lundy. Sunday Cooth and Sunday Lowney. Yo. Be filled that then that season on the day of the soother tabard as I lay, ready to wind and on a pilgrimage toward Canterbury with full devout as I spied a gentle hostelry. Was the best hotel I ever see. It was the best hotel I ever see. Now the beat is spread all around the world. I was taking a chance. And it beats in the hearts of every boy and girl. Kicking around the beat can be really fun. Kick it now. Now the beat can make you work when there's work to be done. Even today when certain songs are sung. Oh, we thank God Almighty that the beat is young. And when the beat is young, you have everything under the sun. When the beat is young, we'll all come together as one. We come together as one here, folks. Thank you all for coming. And I think you should save your radio station. I don't think this should be the last show. Can you imagine? What's it going to be like if you just gave $5 more tonight? $5 more. You would become one with the music, Pat, right? Yeah. When the beat is young. The beat is young. The beat is young. The beat is young.
Bob Livingston, oh yeah. Thank you, Bob. Woo. All right, everybody else is coming out now. We're going to do the big finale, the last finale. But first, I need to remind you of a couple of things. Radio Live is a production of WUWF Public Media at the University of West Florida. Our technical director is Dale Regal, who's on vacation tonight, so Mr. Jeff Jordan filled in for him in that role tonight. Our broadcast mix is being handled by Joe Vincenza out in the van right now. Our house sound, as usual, Mr. Tom Skinner right here in the house with us. Our master control operator is Bob Barrett. We had production assistance today and tonight from Morgan Crawford, Mariah Singerman, and Steve Pfeiffer. Yeah. Our house manager is Trish Allison, assisted by Lindsay Myers. And our stage manager, our regular stage manager, is not here tonight. But playing the role of Enid is our new stage manager for one time only, Teresa Clark. This is Pat Crawford reminding you to keep your mind on your driving, your heart on the coast, and your dial on public radio. Good night, everybody.
Oh, yeah, we're going to close it out tonight with a Woody Guthrie song. You know, Woody Guthrie tried to save everybody in the world. He's always writing songs about everything. If there was a migrant worker that was being mistreated, he'd write Deportees. If there was a dam being built, he wrote the Grand Coulee Dam. And for his trouble, they hauled him in front of the House Un-American Activities Committee. Dana Cooper?
Yes.
And this big, fat senator, he's probably from Texas, looked down at Woody Guthrie and said, Mr. Woodrow Wilson Guthrie, I've heard about your kind agitating and organizing unions. Oh, my God. I just want to ask you a question right now. Have you ever been or are you now a communist? And Woody Guthrie said, well, Mr. Senator, I ain't necessarily a communist, but I've been in the red all my life. And then he went out and wrote this song. And if I'd have had a vote, it'd have been our national anthem. This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island. From the redwood forest to the Gulf Stream water. This land was made for you and me. Well, I was strolling that ribbon of highway. I saw above me the endless skyway. I saw below me that golden valley. And this land was made for you and me. Everybody sing it. This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island. From the redwood forest to the Gulf Stream water. This land was made for you and me.
Martha's drunk.
Clouds blowing, the fog was lifting, a voice was chanting. Oh, this land was made for you and me.
This land is your land, this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the river forest to the Gulf Stream water. This land was made for you and me.
Sing it this one verse. that you never heard the Brothers Four or Kingston Trio do. It kind of shows Woody's progressive nature, but I'm going to sing it for you right now on the live radio, and you know what kind of guy we're dealing with. He said, I was walking and I saw a sign there, and on the sign it said, what did it say? No trespassing. And on the other side it didn't say nothing. Oh yeah, that side was made for you and me.
This land is your land, this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream water. This land was made for me.
It's your turn to sing it.
This land.
Thank you, everybody.
You guys are great. Thank you.